Takata first became a checkpoint along the Iditarod Trail in 1981, and for almost the last 20 straight years, the race route has gone through the community. Nell Huffman has been running the show for Iditarod and Takata ever since Jan Newton, the famous pie maker, passed away.
She was very good at teaching all of us and all of our children how to bake pies. We have an oven problem this year here, so pies are being baked in numerous houses around town.
Even though the pies have continued, according to 65-year-old Huffman, some things have changed over the years. The race has gotten faster, and she's noticed more tourists coming into town. But for the most part, the sleepy little town of 50 people has remained consistent.
We really have tried to keep it basically the same, basically simple here. We're really geared for the mushers, and we try to be, everything is musher first. And we feed all the rest, and we do ask for donations from everyone that is not Iditarod. So that's how we sustain it. And we support it with a selling pop.
Huffman is referring to Soda Pop, of course, although currently their one vending machine is not working. Normally, the community sells cans of soda for $2.25 each, which Huffman says brings in tremendous revenue. And like most checkpoints along the trail, the Iditarod makes a big impact on Takata when it comes through and even when it doesn't.
Well, we miss it because it's our biggest week of the whole year. A lot of planning. It's school. School lessons go into learning about the Iditarod. Most of our kids can name all the mushers. They greet the mushers. And they still do that, but it doesn't imprint like it does when the race is here.
Huffman's daughter, Tabitha Meglich, has seen about 20 Iditarods. That exposure is what got her into handling dogs and dog-sled mushing.
My teacher in elementary school, like first, second grade, he had the kids start being pooper scoopers and helping with the drop dogs. And first and second grade, that's what I was doing. But I had a dog team and I knew how to be around dogs. So at 14, they put me in charge of parking the dogs.
Meglich says her main job is handling dogs, but her other duties include running the local store, teaching children, and baking pies, which is the task at hand as we are speaking. With limited sources of income for those who choose to settle in Takata, according to Meglich, quite a few families in the community live off of $10,000 to $15,000 a year. She says the short-term job opportunities that sometimes open up are just enough to sustain the community.
During the summer, pretty much everyone can have a full-time job because the mines all open up. Then we have to haul fuel. This summer we're going to have rehab the library. So that'll be probably five or six full-time jobs for locals for about 3 months. And it might be the only work some of them have all year.
She notes that it's relatively cheap to live in Takata thanks to subsidies from the state. And as long as the community is sustained, Meglich hopes the Iditarod race will continue to endure as well so that her kids and their friends can enjoy the race like she does.
A lot of these kids, their families cannot afford to have them go into town at all. So this is like one of the only opportunities they get to see a bunch of strangers and see different ethnicities and beliefs and accents. It's good exposure for them.
Most of the 64 mushers competing in this year's race, along with the fanfare it brings, have already come and gone through Takata, leaving the usual population of 50-plus people to their normal, quiet lives. For KNOM News on the Iditarod Trail in Takata, I'm Davis Havi.